In this bulletin, debate on the religious discrimination bill to move to the Senate after passing through the lower house. ASIO's chief warns of foreign players targeting people on social media and dating sites. And in sport, Russian media reports figure skater Kamila Valieva has tested positive for a banned substance. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Debate on the federal government's contentious religious discrimination bill will move to the Senate after passing through the House of Representatives in a marathon session. The bill passed just before 5 o'clock this morning by 90 votes to 6, after more than 10 hours of debate. Five coalition MPs crossed the floor to support a Labor and crossbench amendment that would prevent religious schools from discriminating against gay and transgender students. Liberal MP Trent Zimmerman is one of those who broke ranks and says vulnerable people, such as transgender children, deserve more protection.
By supporting amendments to the Sex Discrimination Act to address that problem in the overarching framework of what we can achieve for our educational settings through this religious discrimination bill. So I want to indicate that I will be making the difficult decision to part with my party on some of the amendments. It's an opportunity that I can't let go past. I could not live with myself if I didn't seek to address those issues.
While other proposed amendments to the bill were voted down in the House of Representatives, Labor has indicated it will pursue them once the bill moves to the Senate. At least 41 more Australians have died with COVID-19. 24 in New South Wales, 16 in Victoria, and 1 in Tasmania. Almost 1,800 people are being treated for the virus in New South Wales hospitals, 543 in Victoria, and 11 in Tasmania. Just one person with the virus is in intensive care in Tasmania, 75 in Victoria, and 121 in New South Wales. It comes as New South Wales revises its hospital visiting rules, allowing more people to be by the side of a loved one who's dying or giving birth. Health Minister Brad Hazzard says care and compassion should always be the overriding guide to such rules.
That care and compassion has to extend to the immediate patient who a visitor wants to see, but also care and compassion to the broader hospital community to keep them safe. So there's a balancing act here. But I'm satisfied that the new guidelines being issued today to the 400 health facilities and 170,000 health staff across the state are as good as they can be for this moment.
Some Australians may be eligible for an AstraZeneca booster after the Therapeutic Goods Administration provisionally approved its use for adults. But the health department stresses Pfizer and Moderna remain the preferred booster options, regardless of which COVID-19 vaccine someone has previously received. It's encouraging people to get their booster to better protect against severe disease. To other news, and Australia's top spy agency says it looked at the security implications of a pandemic as far back as 2007. ASIO boss Mike Burgess said in his annual threat assessment speech that the finding from 15 years ago was that a pandemic would see a rise in anti-government behaviour. He also says overseas intelligence operatives have been using dating apps and social media to recruit as well as monitor people with access to official secrets.
On any of the popular social media or internet platforms, they make seemingly innocuous approaches, such as a job offer. They then progress this to direct messaging or different encrypted platforms or in-person meetings before a recruitment pitch is made.
To sport, and Russian media is reporting figure skater Kamila Valieva has tested positive for a banned substance used to treat angina. The news broke late at night in Beijing, where the 15-year-old was part of the Russian Olympic Committee ensemble that won the figure skating team event. It comes after the International Olympic Committee twice delayed the formal medal presentation, at which Valieva and her five Russian teammates were to be presented with their gold medals. The drug allegedly found in her system is said to be trimetazidine, the same drug for which Chinese swimmer Sun Yang served a ban in 2014. And now for a look at today's weather. Very hot and sunny in Perth and 38 degrees, partly cloudy in Adelaide and 26, cloudy in Melbourne with a top of 23, Similar conditions in Hobart, 23 as well. A possible shower developing in Canberra with a top of 29. Late showers in Wollongong and 30. Sunny with a late shower or two in Sydney and 32 degrees. Sunny in Newcastle and 31. Similar conditions in Brisbane and 32. Mostly sunny in Cairns and 33. And a shower or two with a possible storm in Darwin, 32. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.